Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Unless you want your house to get egged or teepeed, you better be handing out good stuff. Just kidding. Actually, don't do that. That was a joke.
What a terrible influence.
No, I was a joke. But you know, back in the day when you would go trick-or-treat as a kid, like, you knew the houses that were the good houses. Like, ooh, that's a king-size candy bar house.
Yeah.
And then it was like, those are the healthy people. You're going to get some raisins.
We skip that one.
Yeah. We don't even waste our time there. When you hand out candy, what range of candy? Or are you doing something other than candy?
We never hand out candy. We always go somewhere for Halloween. But I will tell you this. After thinking about it, how long have we been doing it, going house to house, getting candy? Forever.
Yeah.
I think you're actually trying to do the math. And when did Halloween start?
Carry the one.
I personally think we need to mix it up. We need to get creative. You need to get clever.
Okay.
Start handing out. And I don't know what the answer is, but sure, maybe a couple houses here and there candy, but what if you got something very cool from a different house and all of a sudden now that set the standard?
Yeah, but you also got to think, like, people are buying whatever they're handing out in bulk. So if it's really cool, it's probably going to be really expensive too.
Something that would probably break easy, something very cheap.
It's going to be like the pinata filler
stuff. That's where you got to get clever.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because, We're going to my parents and we have this group text of, you know, who's bringing what and who's bringing candy to hand out because it's going to be a couple families together. And so I said, you know, I got 4 bags of candy, and my dad chimed in and he goes, look, I got these light up Halloween bracelets off of Amazon that he's going to hand out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then talking to a friend, she had said, well, there's a house on our street and they hand out like homemade popcorn balls. And I was like, no, that's a hard pass.
Yeah.
Nowadays, nothing homemade is going in my kid's bag.
No, but I do like the idea of like the bracelets. Like, my daughter would get a kick out of that.
Right.
Instead of having 20 more Tootsie Rolls.
So maybe it is finding that good balance of a little bit of sweet and some treats.
Yeah. So let's see. If you're not handing out candy this year, what is it that you're passing out in those goodie bags? We want to hear about it. You can call or text 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on KFRO.
It's time to start working on your plan of attack for Halloween night. Who is going to be the good house and who are going to be the houses that you're like, we could probably skip them? A lot of people opting to hand out things other than candy this year.
Yeah, and by skipping the houses, you're talking about the raisins and pencils and...
Somebody had put on our Facebook pennies. That's still a thing?
Making some money while you're trick-or-treating. I know it's not a lot.
I mean, you can hold on to them for when they're...
That is kind of gross.
Gone.
One thing I would say is, we had mentioned the popcorn balls beforehand. Somebody was saying Rice Krispie treats. I wouldn't take the time to do homemade stuff and pass those out, because I guarantee you, if that ends up in my kids' bags, going straight in the trash.
No, and hopefully the Rice Krispie treats, they're like the little package individual ones.
Right,
they make like special Halloween ones. But yeah, there was a family that did homemade popcorn balls. And I told my kid, I was like, you can practice your free throw because that's going straight in the trash.
Bingo.
Like, you're not going to eat that. Holly in Temecula, what is it that you hand out other than candy?
This year I'm handing out glow-in-the-dark rings.
Cool.
That's cool. How many did you buy?
Like 60 of them.
Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, they'll all be gone. But I only get one ring per kid. And then I do have some candy just in case they don't want a ring, but they're those like little flashing ones, the Halloween ones. It was a hit last year, and I'm like, oh, I'm doing that again. Everybody was like veering towards my house.
Are they cost-effective? Like, how much does a pack of 60 cost?
There's all different... cost for them depending on like how many you want, but I feel it's a good deal and it's just more fun, so I like it.
Yeah, because I mean, candy nowadays, it's expensive, and if you're doing a couple pieces per kid, that adds up really quick, so where it might be more cost effective to do something cool like this.
Yeah, and then sometimes you get like lazy or cold and then you just kind of grab a handful and go in, but this is like, you know, I don't know, it's just more fun because the little kids just stay on there and stare, and they don't even want to leave. They just want to take their time and like pick out like a certain ring or something.
Thank you to the 760 for calling me out on something. I said, yeah, if it's pre-made or homemade, not going to take it unless it's their house. For Halloween every year, we hand out candy to the kids, and we also make Jello shots for the parents.
I was going to say, you just had Wendy on Facebook say we're passing out beer to everyone who's 21 and older.
Yeah. Well, is it homemade beer?
You know, adults can make their own decision if they want to have homemade stuff or not.
909 says we're passing out stickers. We found specialty stickers. You can get a pack of 300 for $5.99 on Amazon.
I think the age range of kids, like if it were stickers or something small like that, like my daughter would love everything that goes in the bag. But once they get a little older, that's when the kids start to get a little judgy.
Yeah. April in Orange Crest says we hand out candy and Pokemon cards. Is it like a single card or like pack of cards?
Right. And where do you live?
Because we're in Orange Crest.
We're trick-or-treating there.
And then the 909 says, this was several years ago, but I used to work at a music store. We handed out candy bars and kazoos. The kids loved it. My neighbors hated me.
And we're skipping that house.
It's like when the kids come home with a recorder. I need to practice for school.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah, outside.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
There is not enough coffee this morning to deal with this day. I'm going on limited numbers of hours of sleep thanks to the marathon World Series game last night. How many innings did you last?
I went to bed in the 11th.
Oh, I amateur?
Did. Well, trust me, I wanted to watch, but I was so tired. My eyes were so heavy, and I thought there was a part of me that thought, you know what? Maybe if you go to sleep, you wake up pretty early. Maybe they'll still be playing. And
almost,
it was close.
Almost. 18 innings. The Dodgers finally pulling out the win. Shout out to Freddie Freeman going yard to end the game. I looked it up because I was like, this has to be the record for the longest World Series game. Actually ties the record that the Dodgers set back in 2018.
Yeah, when they played Boston. Mm-hmm. I mean, the duration, the length of innings was the same, but the game before that was, I think, like another hour on top of what it was last night.
We didn't have the pitch timer. Yeah.
But
watching, though, I'm like, man, those people got their money's worth. We were talking about $6.95, the cheapest ticket yesterday. However, you made a good point about people saying this had to be the most exciting game to be at.
Well, that's what I woke up to was everybody on their story saying, oh my gosh, this was the best game ever, most exciting game ever. Well, how was it the most exciting game ever? I'm sure, you know, you're a little more antsy and jittery than normal because it is the World Series. But
right. You
look at it, they played two games essentially going 18 innings. The first nine, yeah, were great. They're exchanging home runs, pitching was great. And then you look at the back end. Guys, the box score was 0-0 all the way to the end. What if you went to a baseball game and you watched nine innings and it was 0-0 all the way till the very end?
I think it was that anticipation, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Runners stranded on third. It was like, oh, gosh, what are we doing?
But again, glad I went to sleep. Bieber was at the game last night. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I saw him with his thumbs down to Shohei.
Oh, did he do that? I just saw him rocking the Blue Jays jersey with like 25 security people around him.
Yeah, he needed a Dodger Stadium.
Better safe than sorry.
Did you notice the detail on the Dodger relief pitcher's hats?
No.
They all were wearing the number 51 for Vessia, which I was like, gosh, you know, still don't know what's going on with that situation, but even that makes me think, okay, definitely not something good for the Vessia family.
You know they're playing for him. You know this means a whole lot more than it already does, but
I know.
Shoot!
I know, and there's something on the line for us as well. We have set a punishment for each other. Thank you to everybody who chimed in yesterday and on social media. Anthony, when the Dodgers win, you are going to have to rehike Mount Rubidoux carrying the Dodger flag, wearing Dodger gear.
Are we all going as a group together, or are you sending me on my own?
No, I'll go with you. I want to document this.
You want to come too?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I was a little scared. I was like, am I going to go by myself? Because I like doing the whole group thing. So if that's the case, I'm still sore from the first walk. And Kelly, when the Blue Jays win, I'm going to serve you breakfast. You're going to get some pineapple pizza that you'll get to dip in maple syrup.
Well, I'm glad Domino's is going to get the day off.
It's DiGiorno, baby. We're cooking it here.
There is not enough coffee for today. 18 innings. Game 3 of the World Series went last night with a big Dodgers W. What happened to your Blue Jays hat that you had yesterday? Did you already return it?
No, it's sitting at home.
Oh, you didn't want to wear it today?
Oh, it was part of my outfit today. Then I woke up to see the score. I was like, gosh dang it. Pick another hat.
Well, I'm going to take a step back because I know I badger you a lot about baseball. Angela and Hemet is on hold. Angela, you had something you wanted to say?
Now that Anthony is done with his rad dad joke, but how about we talk about them Dodgers win last night?
Let's go!
You guys should all be tired. You should all be taking a nap right now.
I'm on my way to work, so I can't take a nap. But 18 innings, and we won it with Freddie Freeman in true Freddie Freeman fashion with a walk-off home run.
Did you stay up for the entire game?
I did stay up for the entire game. Yes, ma'am.
I give it to you. It was the 16th inning, and I was like, I got to bail. I got to wake up in a couple hours.
Yes, 18 innings.
Not to cut you off, let me tell you this. This is old news. Where there's another game tonight. We got game four tonight in which the series will then be tied 2-2.
You're a hater, Mr. Honorary Canadian.
Thank you, my friends.
Mr. Honorary, I don't like the Dodgers because your team just isn't in the World Series, so you have to go against us.
I can't even argue with that.
You can't. He just doesn't like America. It's okay.
Oh, my God. No. I love our country. I just happen to also love another country for the next few days.
The best punishment to hike back up Mount Rubidoux carrying a Dodger flag.
You know what's so funny is Rubidoux, we can see Rubidoux straight from our window, and I feel like it's just like watching me. It's like, come on, I'm waiting for you.
It is. It's egging you on. It's saying, come on, Anthony. You know you want to bring that Dodger flag.
Are your legs recovered from last Friday yet?
I feel fine. I wasn't expecting to take another hike this quickly, if possible, but...
Back to back!
I...
Just like the Dodgers!
Look, here's the thing. The momentum's gonna shift tonight, okay? It was very, very late night. Blue Jays know, hey, we gotta kick it into gear. They win tonight. There's one more game in LA. Could go either way. And then after that, back up north, back home to Toronto, where we will finish the series. And you... We'll get to chow down on some lovely Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza, which, if you didn't know, was created in Canada, and you will have to dip it in maple syrup.
Not going
to
happen. Dodgers in five. I said it on Friday. I will go with you because I want to document you and Dodger Blue going up Mount Rubidoux.
Are we going to invite a ton of people again, or is this just us?
Yeah. Anybody who wants to come. Because you had to stand out in your red jacket on Friday. Look, I have Canadian, or what was it, Canada Dry. I'm like, okay, Anthony.
You're going to make me cry. Be nice to me.
We'll see. Game four tonight, 5 o'clock.
Come on, Jays.
Please.
I don't want to hike yet.
Go Dodgers.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The spookiest week of them all, Halloween week. We're asking for your ghost stories. A recent survey showed that 60% of Americans say they have had some sort of run-in with paranormal activity. Chris in San Jacinto, has this happened to you?
I'm pretty prone to the paranormal activity, but the creepiest one I've ever been involved in. So I'm in the plumbing industry. I do service and repair. And I was at an older house up on the bench up in Banning and standing there with the old man going over some things. And I heard a door open and close, like in the dining room area to like where the garage was at. And I heard a lady's voice. I go, okay, your wife is here. Now we can, you know, discuss business. And he turns and looked at me and he goes, you heard it too, huh? And there was nobody else in the house but the two of us.
Oh, okay. When you say you're prone to things, like, so this happens a lot?
Yeah, so like even in my own house, I've had a blender thrown off the shelf. I heard voices. Just even like this morning, it sounded like my daughter said sorry, but my daughter was asleep.
How far has it gone? Because 32% of people that took the survey said they have smelled like an unexpected odor. Has it ever happened to you?
I've never smelled anything. I've only seen and heard things, seen things move, seen shadows move across doorways. Her voices.
My wife will smell something and then I have to apologize a couple seconds after.
Well, that's you getting rid of an evil spirit, Anthony.
You needed exorcism for that one.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I love that football is getting a little bit of a kiddie makeover. They're bringing back do they call it the Fun Day Football?
They do. Fun Day Football, ESPN and Disney team up for something. They do this like every year now where they basically take a movie or show and they turn all the players and the setting into just that, the movie or the show. They've done it with Toy Story before. They did The Simpsons last year. They announced yesterday they're going to be doing a Monsters, Inc. edition, which my daughter is going to go crazy. That's like her favorite Disney movie. And what they'll do is, it's so cool, is you could be watching like the actual game, especially if you do it like side by side, and the players are turned into like these little like game characters, almost like a cartoon, and they're emulating like exactly what the players are doing.
It's amazing to watch how close to the actual game that they do, but yeah. It's going to be like Sully and Mike that are, you know, hiking and throwing the ball.
Yeah, so they'll cut to different scenes and they'll show some of the monsters and they'll do play-by-play with some characters from the movie. But the coolest part about this is they're getting younger kids involved in the game to get them to take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, she obviously loves football, but the fact that they're going to pair football with Monsters, Inc. and have it be one thing, she's going to get such a kick out of it.
But even as an adult, I like it because it's the game. You're just watching a little different, but they stay so true to the movies. Like, especially with this Monster, Inc. one, they've already had Billy Crystal and John Goodman pre-record things that they could say throughout the game. So it's going to be like the movie Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah. It'll be cool. I saw a little drawing, a little rendition of what the field looks like, and it looks like they're playing it in the Scare Factory where the monsters go to work, and they put a football field in there. I can't wait for this. So you can watch it. They'll have the regular game on ESPN for Monday Night Football. It's Chargers-Eagles, by the way. But they'll also simulcast that on ESPN2 and Disney+, so plenty of ways to watch it. It's going to be really fun.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.